Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. When you think of poison centers, you usually think of children who accidentally swallowed household cleaners. You can also call the poison center if you are concerned you have taken the wrong medicine or the right medicine in the wrong dosage. Josephine Darwin, Director of Community Outreach at Tennessee Poison Centers, is here to speak to me about poison control in older adults. Josephine, are people over the age of 60 subject to poisoning?
Yes. Anyone from the youngest child to the oldest adult can be at risk for poisoning. In fact, the CDC states that poisoning is the second leading cause of injury death in Tennessee, trailing only motor vehicle accidents and ahead of guns.
What are some of the common poison situations in older adults?
Older adults are our second largest call group. Of course, people usually think of children when they think of poisoning, but older adults are at special risk for accidental poisoning. Some of the risks are taking extra doses of medicine, either prescription or over-the-counter drugs, or combining medications that can cause a harmful reaction, or taking a medicine incorrectly, such as drinking it with milk instead of water. Also, taking a prescription medicine at the wrong time or missing a dose. Some other things that are potential poison situations are inhaling carbon monoxide fumes unknowingly from a leaky gas furnace or stove, or mixing bleach and ammonia or other cleaning agents. This causes a poisonous gas.
You mentioned quite a bit about the medicine mistakes that a lot of older adults may do when it comes to medications. How can an older adult reduce their risk of poisoning when it comes to medication?
There are several ways that older adults can be safe from poisoning regarding medications. The first is to keep all your medications in child-resistant containers if you have children that visit your home. You also want them out of children's reach because this is a potential poisoning for the child and for the older adult too. You always want to turn on the light and put on glasses if you wear them before taking or giving medications.
That's a good one.
Yes, this is one of the biggest things that we receive calls at the poison center about, is someone who does not have their glasses on and takes the medication and takes the wrong dosage. You want to take your medications as prescribed even if you're feeling better. You want to take them exactly as prescribed. Never share your medication with anyone else or take medications that are not prescribed specifically for you. And you don't want to take anyone else's medications because you could have a reaction to a medicine that might be fine for someone else. Also, the dose may be wrong or you may be allergic to that medication. And never mix medicines unless directed by your doctor. Some medicines, when mixed together, can lead to serious side effects.
Those are good. And so if a person needs to contact the poison center, how can the poison center actually help that older adult?
Sure. The Tennessee Poison Center is a comprehensive poison resource center that's available to every resident in Tennessee. We have a toll-free statewide hotline, and the number is 1-800-222-1222. This number is available every day, 24 hours a day, and the people who answer the calls are medical professionals who are physicians, nurses, and pharmacists who have extensive poison management experience. And one thing I really like to point out is that we want you to call the poison center in a poison emergency, but if you have a question about a poisoning, if you have a question about if one medicine may react with another medicine, we want you to call the poison center for that. And the great thing about the poison center is not only do we save lives, but we save valuable healthcare dollars because 74% of our calls are safely managed at home under the monitoring of the poison specialist.
That's good. How can an older adult prevent poisoning?
Well, you can prevent poisonings by never mixing cleaning products or any kind of chemical, such as bleach or ammonia. You can also be safe from poisons by reading all labels, not only labels on medications, but labels on household cleaners, too. Keep your products in their original containers with their original label. We get thousands of calls every year from people who drink things out of containers that aren't labeled. And also something that you don't think about very often, but you want to identify all the flowers, bushes, and trees in and around your home and find out which ones are poisonous.
Oh, that's good. Thanks, Josephine.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.